listening to Sunday Bloody Sunday
on the Everything Swallow podcast.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay. There we are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Turn it all on. It's good.
So, you two are sharing a central headphone. There's one volume knob here, so if you need more.
In your ears?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Way better breakfast burrito.
Sean's
made from scratch. Yeah, because I just figure let's just go with the flow.
Yeah.
That's the best. It's just when it just, you just go with it.
Right, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, that's what I love.
That's what's been great about the podcast. And so I'm recording. Let's just have some fun. Woo, thanks for coming over.
Yeah,
thank you for having me. Good morning. Thanks. Bloody Sunday.
Yeah, Bloody Sunday.
Crazy awesome breakfast burritos.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I made them. I love breakfast burritos. They're amazing. Like, you know, I have like tortillas mostly. I kind of stopped eating bread.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Too. Like, I just love the tortillas and everything. I put everything in it. Like, make wraps instead of sandwiches and all. But
we've been doing the tortillas and the non-bread.
Awesome.
Love that non-bread.
Non-bread.
Cheers.
Bloody cheers. Cheers. Thank you. This is amazing.
It's so good. I know. And I'm trying a tequila Bloody Mary this morning.
Absolutely.
That's not a thing.
It's going to be a thing.
No, people don't do that.
Yeah.
I do that.
No, but people don't. Is that like a thing? Is that, can you go to a restaurant and order a tequila Bloody Mary? Probably a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd imagine. I mean, they'll make it for you, I would guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll make anything you want.
Yeah.
They
whatever you need. Yeah. It's some stuff, I guess, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Your mic sounds great.
Yeah.
You sound good.
I love it. I do sound good on this, huh?
Yeah, you
do. I feel like my voice is pretty annoying.
Mm-mm. No.
No?
Oh, no.
Not
oh,
okay. at all.
Really?
Why in the hell did you go into radio?
Well, because I had a face for it.
Touché, of course. Touché. That's weird. Because myself, I've always loved the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, your voice sounds amazing, Shayna, as well. Like, and like how y'all been bouncing back and forth on it.
I sound like a chipmunk.
You sound like a little kid.
I do.
It's so great.
One guy.
Kind of sounds 12.
One guy that we interviewed, he was like, you have a great phone sex operator voice. And I said to him, oh, well, let's talk later.
There you go. Her number is.
Sean said, I'm going to have to get that Venmo from you now.
Yeah. There we go. Already.
Exactly. There we go. Yeah. Awesome.
That's fun. It is weird to hear yourself, though.
You know what's weird is that
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because my brain's probably like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
And when we first started this, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's horrible.
It's weird.
And
huh?
then to hear it play back, it's like, oh my gosh, who is that? Right?
Like, that's me? That's what I sound like?
That's not me. No, that's me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's great.
It's been a great day. I'm just like glad it's cooling down. Sorry, I was running a little behind.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your fault.
Now, explain to me what happened this morning.
So, I'm getting a lift, obviously, because we're going to be doing the Bloody Marys.
I'm drinking.
I don't want to drive.
Right?
Sometimes. And, I do stupid stuff still. And apparently, I called my Lyft driver, and it's taking forever, and I found out he had a deuce. And that was keeping me behind. And it was like about a good 15 minutes. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
He made you wait for him.
Right.
You weren't in his car. Like, I got to pull over.
Canceled the ride.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And no, so yeah, that's what happened. And I thought my phone was broken. I'm like, wait, man, it's like 10, 15 minutes. And I call and I was like, yeah, outside. He said, oh, my bad, man. I'm taking a shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yeah, that's why you're outside Trader Joe's. I'm like, you have not left Trader Joe's. Yeah, because it was right there on Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, you could see him on your your phone.
Yeah.
I forgot
And it was kind of funny because...
You tracked this poo.
I don't know what happened, but his car was doing circular motions. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he was doing in there. Like, I mean, maybe he was frustrated.
Maybe that just means he's sitting.
I think so.
He's just moving around. Yeah, because the car was... And I'm like, he's circling around the parking lot. This is all the thoughts in my head.
His car's in the parking lot and he's in the store.
Yeah, because then I'm like, oh, it all adds up.
His phone probably was with him.
Yep.
And so the phone wasn't with the car.
Right.
So the car was like, what's going on? That's weird.
That's weird.
So, don't I mean, you, yeah.
He should have canceled the ride. I didn't even think about should've that. See, in ride. My mind, he had picked you up, and you guys were on your way here, and he's like, oh, crap, man. I got to take a shit. I'm going to pull over really quick. And then you text me from the back seat of his car while he was in 7-Eleven.
Like right.
Gotcha. No, if that was the case, I would have bailed. I would have bailed.
Yeah, right. Like, okay.
Yeah,
like, screw this.
Yeah, like definitely would have been. But so I just canceled real quick.
And I bet
yeah.
you if you reached out to Lyft, they'd give you a free ride for that.
I kind of wonder on that.
Email.
Probably.
I would. I would email him and be like, yeah. this is not professional.
Right.
He should have canceled the ride. I mean, that's what I'd have done. I was a Lyft driver and I'd have canceled the ride.
Right.
Done what I need to do and then go back and turn your app back on.
And that's it. Yeah. I mean, if you have to have a cigarette or whatever you're doing,
yeah,
or
whatever.
Like drop the kids off at school or at the yeah. pool at the this pool. Point. Yeah,
yeah.
So, I mean that,
do it on your own
yeah.
time.
Yeah. I bet you they'll throw you a free lift.
Yeah,
I mean, or awesome. At least some sort of a discount.
Well, they
or,
can see it too. How long he sat? How long you had to
right.
wait? I mean,
yeah.
that's and all recorded.
You tell him you had a very important radio program and you made you 15 minutes late.
Yeah, I mean,
right. It'd be like I got castrated for this.
Yeah, right. Not my fault, and now I'm being penalized.
Right.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Well, I had a customer service issue this morning as well, and it was at Goodwill.
Oh, no.
And I was just trying to drop shit off.
Yeah.
And they've got this new guy over there at the donation station at our Goodwill by us.
Uh-huh.
He's like, he's like, he thinks he's in charge of all incoming donations. So he will only deal with one person donating at a time. Everyone else must wait. He's put up a new sign that says proceed once waved ahead or some crap. And this morning he's just like going through trash bags and we're waiting. And we're sitting there. We're waiting. I got a car full of junk.
He doesn't finally, even acknowledge
us. He didn't even
us.
Look at us. Mm-mm. So I beep, you know, like, hey, bro, I'm over here.
Yeah.
Never even looked at us.
Mm-hmm.
So I left. I'm giving my stuff to somebody else.
Yeah.
I just
it's
hate
in the
it.
Arc or something.
I hate
yeah. it. The arc is better anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that we've stopped acknowledging each other as human
right.
beings. It's like we're not all out here on
right.
the road by ourselves.
Right. And you know? If you are in customer service, don't be a dickhead.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's not
simple.
My fault.
No.
You're in customer service and you're unhappy about it.
Right.
At least acknowledge that, you know, if he'd have given me a wave, even just a wave,
or
I would have been like,
to,
okay, yeah. he's acknowledged me, I'll wait. No. Ignored me like an asshole.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy with your job at Goodwill, like I said earlier, you shouldn't have got a felony.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like if you feel like you were destined for better
or
work
better,
in your life
right.
or you're better than Goodwill and too good to take my stuff, then go do something else.
And why does it have to be about being better, right? Why can't you just do a good job?
Right.
No matter what your
right.
job is.
Just care.
Yeah, yeah. Just care about it. I mean, if you're fucking picking up shit behind the elephants in the fucking parade or the whatever, do the best job.
Yeah.
Get the do the best
Pick
job.
Pick up all the turds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just if you don't like that job, don't do it again next year. But when it's your job, do it to your best ability.
Yeah. And a customer service has gone out the freaking window.
Yeah. And it makes me crazy because, like, when I work customer service because I usually work at St. Nick's or, you know, somewhere like that where you are with people. And it's like, my gosh, if I treated people like that at my job, you're missing out on money.
Right.
You're not making revenue, you
right.
know. And if you're nice and you help them, they're going to feel comfortable. They're going to do more. They're going to want to come back.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's
but this
it.
Is also why I have stopped going to Goodwill altogether.
Yeah.
They're
snooty.
And they pay their CEOs more than any other, like, donation place.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They get paid. The CEOs at Goodwill get paid so much money all the way down the line. That's how come they're selling you shit for new prices.
Yeah, I've had to stop shopping there.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Because their
so
prices are
we go to Salvation
up.
Army.
Yeah,
we go
they're
to
starting
Arc.
To go up and all.
Oh,
my
yeah.
pops and I used to hit it up all the time. It's
yeah.
like
it used
camouflage. Yeah, and then look for jerseys, and then you find those unicorns there.
Yep.
You're like, oh,
yep.
I'm
yep.
getting this. Yeah.
We went, and I was looking for some pant hangers for my patterns, because I make patterns all the time.
Yes.
Right? And yep. hold it. So they had them there, and they had like three of them, and they were $8. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm not getting those.
Yeah.
And then I went to Arc, and I found five of them for $2.
Dang.
And it was like, yeah,
yeah.
That is what a reshop store is supposed to be, right?
Resale.
A resale store is supposed to be. It's supposed
Absolutely.
To be the golden nuggets that you can go there. You know, I mm-hmm. mean, come on.
They probably treat you better there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That they're more nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're nicer.
Yeah, because, like, that's just it. I believe, like, you know, good vibes and bad vibes.
Yeah,
like, you
absolutely.
Put out
Energies.
Good energy,
yep.
like, it's going to come back.
Yep,
and all.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like, you be negative, that's going to affect it. I notice that at workplaces, too, where it's, like, more negative, it just, like,
expands.
Yeah,
it breathes. It resonates through everywhere.
Yeah. And
when it's negative,
and then you take it
just,
home with you. Yeah, I mean, as someone who worked in a negative space,
right,
you carry it with you through your day, through your life, because it's hard to drop, because negative space, negative energy is so heavy.
Yeah. And then it affects everyone around you.
Yeah.
You know, whoever lives in your space with you, it affects them because you got it on you.
Yeah.
And you just can't shake it, you know?
I worked with this bartender and I was totally joking with her, but she's like, how was everything? You know? And I was just like, you just let me down. You just let me down. But I was totally fucking with her.
Yeah.
And so I left. And then the next day she was just like, you know, I kind of lost sleep. Like, what did I do wrong? And I was like, oh no, I'm sorry for that. I was like, no, I was just totally messing with you. She's like, really? And I was like, yeah, I guess I came across like,
but when you take your job serious.
And that was it. Yeah.
Then you are like, wait a minute.
She took it home.
What did I do differently than I normally would do? You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Because that's someone who actually cares about their job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know? Everything they do is important to them.
Right.
Right, because she didn't know what that was, and she's tracing her store back, like, what did I do?
What did I do? Did I miss him? Right. Did I get a streak?
I didn't miss anything.
Did I zig when I should have zagged? Right. I stepped with my right foot first? What happened? Like, crazy.
Man, that was a dick thing to do.
No, totally. And now I... Yeah,
yeah, you should do
it. I didn't lose
sleep.
Send
her a card.
I know, right? I'll give her a hug.
She'll think you're coming on to her. Don't touch her.
Right, you can't be too nice.
That's right, yeah. I can't do anything anymore.
Can't be too nice anymore.
Don't even
give
breathe.
Her a good salute and tell her she looks real, real handsome.
You know, nowadays it might be the safest way to go.
Can I give her a gold sticker, maybe?
So like,
here's a sticker.
Don't put it on her.
Don't put it on. Just hand it to her.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. With a good distance between you.
Yes. Yes. With the kitchen tongs. You know, like, here you go.
Across the pass.
Yep. I'd be like, you get four more, you get a pizza party with your friends. You know, you get four friends with it.
I want a pizza party with my friends.
Oh, I love pizza parties.
That's so
good. What is up with this bacon, bro?
What did you do, right?
Bacon. Mm-hmm. So I caramelized some bacon to put in the Bloody Marys or dip, however you
want. Oh, yes. I need a new Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like brown sugar, I coated it, baked it in the oven. And that's why I hence the oil to kind of, because it gets a little sticky. So.
It's so good.
Like it?
Yes.
Oh, it is so good. I stuck it in my burrito and thought it was good. Now I can't wait to put it in my new drink. Mm. That's really nice of you to bring all this stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We usually supply the kind of the
accoutrements.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The appetizers, the drinks, the beverages. So it's really sweet. You brought some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not true. Scott brought his stuff. People bring stuff.
People bring us stuff all the time.
People bring us. That was like totally off base what I just said.
Right.
I was looking for those plant holders. I keep saying macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying macaroni. I can never remember the name. One of my coworkers was laughing at me because he's like, "Oh, she means this," and I'm like, oh, "Okay, yeah." Because his wife is an artist, so he knows right off the bat.
Right.
And he's like, "You're not gonna remember that shit."
Macrame.
Yeah.
Macrame.
Yeah. Hangers. So I'm keeping my eyes out those. Yes.
I started making a couple. I'm gonna make a couple more.
Awesome. We're gonna make a big one.
Yeah,
because we've got this plant out on the front porch that
it's a head.
It's a giant head.
Okay.
Pot, and he's got this stupid smirk on his face.
He's got a giant asparagus fern in
his,
growing out the top of him.
Huh.
But he weighs like 25 pounds.
Whoa!
But I still think we can hang him if you
if you
braid your ropes.
Yeah.
Or we use a bigger rope.
I'm gonna use a bigger one.
Got to do that Viking braid, like just crazy tight.
Yeah, and then put it in a stud.
Yeah. A stud.
I gotta find a stud.
I like putting things in studs.
You know how I find studs?
Huh.
A little nail. Oh, got it. And then you just don't look at those other holes.
And then Shannon fills the holes.
There's a stud X-ray that you can have.
Well, there's
like this machine.
I tried to download the app.
I'm just totally messing with
it. No, there is.
What?
There is
there's
a stud finder.
No way.
Totally.
Yeah. And you rub it on your walls, and it beeps when it gets to
metal
or wood.
I downloaded the app, but it didn't work for shit because it's like beep beep, and I was like, okay, here's the stud, and then I screwed right into it. There was no stud. Stud finder right here. The application depends on the phones. Oh, yeah.
I'd be careful with those apps.
I know, right?
Stud finder, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to find something on his phone and be like, what is this? What kind of studs are you trying to find?
Like, it ain't finding nothing on this wall.
Man, technology is taking off. It's too crazy.
It's stupid. This is Russian. Russia. It's a Russian app. Ice. Stud find. I'm going to uninstall that. I just feel like it just downloaded all my nude photos on my camera.
Yeah.
On my phone.
There's a lot of nudes on your phone.
Oh, they have it already.
They have it.
Yeah. They have all my
nudes. Got it with my Face Finder. Yeah. Remember that Age Yourself mm-hmm. app we all did mm-hmm. a few months ago where it made me look like your Grandma Jane?
Your Grandma Jane.
Yeah, my Grandma Jane. I look just like my Grandma Jane. That was Russia just downloading all the shit off our phones.
Yep.
Which is fine. Yep. Lots of boobs and boners.
There Lots of boobs and boners.
Yeah. Enjoy, Russia, Putin. I had a dream about Putin.
Oh.
That's weird.
How did that go?
Maybe because.
I think he was running the grill.
What?
At our party.
Yes.
Ah. I'm pretty sure he was here at the party, and he was like wearing those pants that he was wearing naked on that horse. Remember, we took those pictures. He had no shirt on.
Yes.
And he had those really tight, like, pants, Russian pants.
I hope someone comes dressed as Putin.
Yeah.
And no
totally.
Top.
That's a great idea. I know a couple. I think you just need to be a bald white guy.
Yeah. This is going to be a big party.
It's going to be a huge party.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, have you worked on your costume? Because last time we talked.
Still trying to figure out.
You're still stuffed, huh?
Yeah.
You want to?
We should play dress up after this.
Oh, let's totally
we'll take Sean upstairs and dress him up.
I like to do like a demon or something. Something different.
Oh, see, I was gonna be a Dog the Bounty Hunter, so I thought maybe you could be Beth.
You know, I know a really good
with a neck with a big scar on your neck.
Because I won't do it. I feel like it's rude. It's rude. I liked Beth.
It's not cool. It's not a dislike. It's an homage.
It's not
to her struggle.
I feel like it's not
and death.
Am I going to get struck by lightning for this? Or?
An homage would be just to be her without the scar.
Yeah, but it's Halloween. Screw that. Mother Teresa.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm going to be the dog. I already got the leather pants. Ooh, I need to drop about 5 pounds. Or just leave them unbuttoned. That's mm-hmm. probably what the dog does. And I just need to get me
leave them unbuttoned.
I need to get a dog do.
You're not wearing
anything. That's it. I'm gonna go get a wig. Oh, you don't wear underwear under leather pants.
No.
No, you gotta have skin on skin.
You wanna feel it right on there, right?
Meat on leather.
Just don't get that thing caught in your zipper.
That's The drunker you get, the more dangerous that becomes.
That's your arch nemesis right there, huh? Zipper.
Zipper and ball sack.
If anything, the Matrix taught me.
The bitey.
You just gotta rip through it. Stop talking about it. Yeah. It's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm gonna get me some holsters, but instead of mace, I'm gonna have silly string.
Badass.
And I'll get the dog do. And people will be like, dude, sweet dog do.
Yep. You gotta get the sunglasses, too.
Oh, I got them.
You got them already?
The Oakley. Awesome. The Oakley blades.
There we go.
He wore
doing it right.
He's kept those in business.
Yeah, he's kept them in business.
They just stopped making those if he hadn't been for the dog.
All right.
I wonder if there's a way that we could invite him to this party.
I think so.
Because he's close. He's in Castle Pines or Centennial.
Yeah, Castle Rock.
Castle Rock.
Yep.
Got to reach out.
Because I have a friend who runs...
I feel like Paul knows him.
Yeah, who owns a fireworks stands.
And a Christmas tree.
He does Christmas tree stands.
Okay.
And they buy all their trees from him. And... maybe we could get Leland in here.
I want to get Leland in here. Me and him, we hit it off real quick.
Yeah, I bet you would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little Leland. I bet he's only like 4'8".
I don't care. He's yummy.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to look like his dad someday.
Nah.
I'm the dog.
He looks like his mom.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who she is, but that wasn't Beth.
No.
That was his dog's first wife. Second wife.
Who
third
knows?
Wife. That was the prior squeeze.
Is one of the dog's baby mamas. Huh.
The dog had a rough life. I mean, he went to prison when he was 18 or something like that.
When he got out, he was with Beth.
And then Beth got a hold of him when he got out. Because I think Beth was his bail bondsman.
She was. Beth was
to this.
First female bail bondsman in Denver.
In Colorado.
And she did it at like 21.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, so
a bounty hunter.
I think she grabbed him.
It was her business, and when she declined
bonds or whatever, I think that's her.
Yeah, it was her, and then she brought him into her business.
Yeah. She's like, look, dude,
and he acknowledged that.
Your life.
He acknowledged that in the funeral or in some of his press talks that he said. He's like, if it wasn't for Beth, I would not be the dog.
Wow, mm-hmm.
Because she's made me the dog.
Yep.
And then she died.
Hey, that would be horrible. Shout out to women.
Woo-hoo. Shout out to women that make us, you know,
that make you men.
Make
something.
Us men.
Shout out to the best girls.
Make us the dogs.
Make you the dogs. I wouldn't go that way, but
well, you know, in a sense,
she make you something good.
Make us who we're supposed to be. She made him into the dog. You've made helped me become the swallow.
The swallow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I still got a dog in me.
Ow. Uh-huh. I so like cute. It.
Perfect timing on that.
Share a little butthole mouth.
Butthole mouth.
Yeah,
that's what you just said to me.
You know, everybody do it. Try it right now. Push, make your butthole mouth and go. Ooh. Yeah.
It's like a nickel.
Well, Shayna has also put no thought into her costume.
I
know.
What?
But every
I usually make my costume the day before the party.
She does.
Like, for real, if I have to sew it or whatever.
Right there on
right
it.
Right there.
Yep.
The one year my sister came in and, like, the whole house is decorated. It is the day of the party. She walks in here in this dining room where we're at right now, and I have a folding table running this way, right, because it's decorated everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I'm literally fucking sewing, and she walks in and she's like, what in the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, what? And she's like, why do you do this? I was like, I just gotta finish this thing right here. And then when I was done, it was awesome. And she was like, you suck.
Right. Touche. Like, don't just stand there, you give me some needles.
That's right. Clip all my strings. That's what I tell her. Cut all these strings off of here. Fucking fuck. I don't know what I'm gonna be. I don't wanna be Beth. Sean wants to be the dog.
I'd be down to be something. I just don't want to, like, wear contacts. I have a thing with my eyes.
No
way. Like, I don't even like putting eye drops or anything. Never have, never will.
Yeah.
It's I freak out with that stuff. Like,
see, and like for me, I run the entire party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're just boom, 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 everywhere, everywhere. So it's like the bigger your costume, the more irritating it becomes at the end of the night. And if it's too long, going in and out, because I'm always handing out Jello shots the entire party. And so it's like, oh, so I do want to be comfortable, but I don't know what to do.
Right. Even just trying to take a pee.
But I
you don't want to have a big
feel like I should make a new coat.
You should make a new coat.
Like Darth Vader style, where you have to take all this
right.
Yeah, that kind of crap.
And,
Right.
And
that's why I won't wear a jumper.
At these
parties?
Do you
parties?
Know what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Especially he will come out. Yeah. Like, he'll come out naked. He'll be like, this jumper is too hard for me to zip up.
And then you can see that one in the background. Told you. I told you.
They're paying off bets.
Yep, yep.
You know
what told I you to take it off. Right. It's not midnight yet.
That's right. What's the time stamp?
Yep, yep.
I win.
Yep. Time.
Where's the kitty?
Yeah. That's all you hear an announcement come over the freaking speakers. Time stamp is 10:47.
Didn't you have one of those at the Bike MS? It was like all connected, right? Underneath the
Jersey. My biking onesie.
Yeah, the onesie. Yeah.
Yeah, they're called a onesie. Or singlets.
It's a singlet.
I don't know. Yeah,
singlet.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go with the biking outfit. Yeah, because if you wear just the biking shorts, my opinion, they kind of ride down. And then before you know it, you got a kind of a plumber's ass.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas,
makes sense.
And you got to keep hiking it up.
Yeah, you
got to
keep dealing with them. Whereas when you're just in that suit, that one piece thing, you don't even think
about
it.
Good. Yeah, you don't
and
have
I,
to worry.
I can still pull my shirt open
you
or off.
You don't have
or,
the waistband.
Don't have a waistband.
With the
just
with
like
the
chafing on it. Yeah.
Because when you do the shorts without the top, the bibs, you get that really tight waistband. And when you do the bibs, you don't. They're just nice and tight all the way up, and then you have the bibs that go over your shoulders.
I need to get one of those.
Yeah. They're expensive, but they're worth it.
They're expensive?
It. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, probably $100.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you can probably buy, we get everything from Primal, and so it's a little bit more expensive, but it lasts forever.
Quality. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
The quality
Primal is
yeah.
so quality. It's just, and I swear,
you can find them on
their butt pads are better
they are.
Than anything else
they're
out
chamois.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, the chamois. Those are lifesavers right
there.
Oh,
man. Yeah. Gotta have those. A butt pad. But butt you can pad. Find them in bike shops on clearance racks every once in a while, but they're still going to cost you $80-$90.
Doing that ride with you just opened up a whole new Pandora for me. Like I've been doing like runs and everything now. And
yeah,
just like getting active.
Good.
It's like just kickstarted
it
your
you
fitness.
Care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to both, it proves that you've got a lot more in you than
yeah.
you
right.
think.
Yeah,
because that's for me. The thought of fitness and being active shouldn't be like it's a punishment. Right. It should be like, my body can do this.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to do this because my body can do it.
And how can I get better?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because even like, you know,
stronger.
First time with you is just one day I did. Well, mm-hmm. I had to go to like my grandma's thing, but like now it's like 2 days. And then it's like, what can I do better and better? So
exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, next time we're going to do horse too.
Damn right.
Because we're still going to have a team.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do a Bike MS team. I mean, I ran into the owner of Primal the other day, and he invited me to join the Primal team in Denver Audi.
Awesome.
But I don't know that I want to do that. I think I might want to start my own team.
Well, you've always had your own team.
Yeah. Right. And and I've still got a lot of great friends and connections at MS, and so I don't want to lose our family that we've created over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And if it's not for that radio station, if it's the Everything Swallow podcast team, that's right. That's what we'll do.
I think you got something right here.
Yep. Yeah. We'll get a tent.
We'll have Primal make our jerseys still.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we'll do it all the right way.
Well, keep me in the loop.
Yeah, we need some cool swallow.
Yeah, swallow bird.
Yeah,
some sort that needs to match our stained glass that I still need to do.
That'd be cool. I want
to. We're
see
doing
that.
It. He asked. I've spoken with him, and I need to come up with like a sketch or kind of an idea and colors and stuff like that. And right now, I just haven't even had the.
We have been so busy.
Yeah.
Between this house clean out that we did because of our wonderful friends that allowed us to come into that house, and just that has been overwhelming. And getting the house ready, getting this up set up, and then just we're spending so much time with people.
Yeah.
Way more than we ever did. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh yeah.
We used to spend a lot of time with people.
Well, right, but in the last 8 years, my job has kept me from wanting to.
Right.
In a sense, you know what I mean? And so being able to do this and having this freedom to just be us and be whoever we want to be again has been time consuming.
Yeah,
it's been fun. That's the best way to say it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, listening to you too on it, I'm like, that's Sean Swallow, I know.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Everyone says that. Exactly. They're like, oh my gosh, there he is. Mm-hmm. Well, and I would say especially the last 4 years, Sean hasn't been himself. Like, really, he's been kind of stifled because he was so stuck and unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh my gosh, he's fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
funny shit all the time, cracking me up. Last night we sat here with Marlon, our neighbor who you met, oh my god, and we played Farkle. It's a dice game, right? And oh my god,
stop.
We laughed so hard.
My god, I felt like I did 1,000 sit-ups this morning. I was like, oh my god. And we didn't even eat mushrooms.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I was laughing so freaking hard last night. I couldn't breathe. And in my mind, I thought, we didn't even eat mushrooms. Because you don't normally laugh that hard. I mean, you know those belly laughs like you do when you're taking
just
mushrooms.
Just rolling where you can't even
literally,
breathe.
Literally. That's we're good. All just crying because we're laughing so freaking hard. And I wish I could even tell you what it was about.
I can't even remember.
That was just it. We were just...
Spare the moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We were drinking and
playing Farkle. Well, we had garage sale yesterday.
We had the garage sale yesterday. So, our neighbor Marlon is such an amazing and giving guy. He helped us out all day. You know, he was here with us and helped sell. And I think he does it to flirt with all the women. But whatever. Hey. Whatever his motivation is, he helps me out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And
the women love him.
They do. They do love him. So we made a big steak dinner and had some grilled asparagus. Just made like a gourmet meal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because he is an amazing cook.
Yeah. That's like his passion.
Are not.
Huh.
Well, so we know how to cook, but since our children moved out, why?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah,
right. Why?
How's that been going?
We'd have grabbed a Little Caesars last night.
It's shocking.
Yeah?
It's been weird.
I was talking to some friends that stopped by the garage sale yesterday, and it was like, it's not upsetting or shocking that they're not here because they're old enough and they should be out living their life. It's shocking how empty the house is.
Yeah.
Because this is a pretty big house. I mean, we have 3 bedrooms upstairs. We have a full basement with a bedroom downstairs. That's where our son was. And like the other night, I couldn't sleep and I was up at like 1 a.m, right? And so then I come down here and I'm walking around and I'm like being quiet. And then it was like, I don't have to be quiet. You know what I mean? So then, and like at one point, I turned on like all the lights. You know what I mean? And I'm like walking around my entire house because it was like, it's empty. It's empty. The bedrooms upstairs are empty. You know, the basement is empty. I don't have to worry about the creak in the floor because he's not down there sleeping. You know what I mean? And it's weird like that. It's weird like that because then it's like, huh. And then I think, what can I put in these rooms? Right?
That's get it all out.
And... I'm making a sex den.
There you go.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
Getting a sex machine.
We need padding on the walls for that?
No, mirrors.
Oh. We need to find like a ballet school.
What there we're doing yeah. from every angle.
We need a ballet. I love
that. No. Pads? No. Mirrors.
Mirrors and some sort of hardwood, easy cleanup floor.
Probably vinyl floor.
An epoxy in the basement.
How about that? What was that stuff? These linoleum.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Mm-hmm. Anything like that.
That'd be good.
What's that called? That flex spray?
Flex seal?
Flex seal spray.
The whole room?
Yeah, this is the floor. No, just the floor, like 2 feet up. All the way around.
This room just got weird, right? Wow, this room took a turn.
Hey, you know what?
On some chains and the studs. Oh, we're going to want a sex swing in the mirror.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, you got to have
the sex swing.
Yeah.
The sex swing for
right
sure.
In there. And you just put the.
That also is an ab workout.
Diamond cutout. It is an ab workout.
Yeah.
It is.
Spend 20 minutes in there. You're getting
sore. Have you ever been in a sex swing?
No, I have not. I've seen them, though.
Would you be in a sex swing?
Why not?
Yeah,
I'm down
so
to open
fun.
Up. Yeah, let's mix it up.
Listen, when you're in the swing, you open up. Yeah.
That's why you try to put the chicks in there first.
You can't.
I've learned that from hammocks.
That's right. You know, they're very similar. And I'd almost take a hammock to a sex swing because hammocks are way more comfortable.
Oh, man.
And you don't feel like you're rolling out the back.
And when you're finished, you can just take a nap.
Right.
Perfect, yeah.
You don't even
you're
have
already
to move.
In it.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even have to move.
Get up later.
Just lay that towel on me. Yeah. Let me take perfect. A nap.
Chores are done. That's not right. going anywhere.
For me, the strange thing is having the doors open.
Right.
Because the fact that, you know, we run around this house naked all the time, and we always did. So in our bedroom, the door needed to be shut.
Yeah.
The doors needed
well,
to be locked.
Well, the kids even close their doors.
You know what I mean? And now, because I don't like the creepiness of it, all the bedroom doors upstairs are open.
Yeah.
So at night, when we're asleep in our bedroom, now instead of the door being closed, it's open.
Yeah.
Because it kind of feels weird. What if someone comes in? There's no one else.
Hear.
Right, right.
I can't
There's
hear.
There's nobody him. Else in here. Right. We don't have a dog to warn us, and there Patrick would be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we don't
totally
have that.
Yeah.
We are vulnerable in a sense. Yeah. I feel more vulnerable, I guess. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
Because, you know.
Do you ever, like, wake up, like, just kind of, like, is it too quiet?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Where you're just
oh,
kinda,
yeah.
Whoa, this
yes.
is kind of weird.
That, yeah. That's how I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning the other night.
More so.
Because I woke up, and it was like, I think I hear something.
Let me have your drink.
But there's nobody here.
I need to start pounding
so
this.
I shouldn't hear anything. You know what I mean? So then I get up, and I, like, listen out on the landing, and it's like,
what is that?
I didn't hear anything because it is so quiet. Because normally at, like, 1 in the morning, Arielle is upstairs and she's in and out of her bathroom and she's, you know what I mean?
It's like white noise. You
yes.
get that in the background.
Yes.
And you, know.
And you just know. And yeah. once you hear it, you're like, oh, the girl's home. Okay. You know what I mean? Or like the boys would be down here in the living room and then you'd hear them all burst into laughter. And then it's like, okay, Patrick's down there with his, you know, his crew.
Yep.
And so then you're like, okay. But then when you think you hear something and you wake up and you're like,
it's too quiet.
Wait a minute. And that's why I had to walk the house because it was just like, this is weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Then you come down, the doors are locked, everything is locked, everything is, you know, how it should be. But it's like, oh, you look at the clock and it's like, yeah, they would be here.
Yeah.
You know, they would be doing this. I don't wake up to beer cans all over the counter anymore because Patrick and his boys would
that
all.
That sounds familiar. I do that in my house with my mom. Yep.
Yep. Yep. You know, and
well, you get up in the morning and I could always come down the stairs and they always. Each kid had their own place where they sat their car keys.
Right. Mm.
So when I came down the stairs in the morning, I could look and I knew immediately who was home.
Right.
And that made you just feel safe. Like, okay, the kids are safe. They're home. I'm assuming they're safe.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like, because we have been so connected
with them,
you know what I mean, their entire lives. And we've always really been involved to where, like, every night, Patrick, until he was 22 years old, we would text Shayna in the middle of the night, staying at Steve's, staying at Jack's, staying at Jim's, staying at Bill's,
yep.
I'm home,
yeah.
or whatever, you know
would.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They always let us know what they were up to.
That's good.
You know, but now,
yeah. nothing.
We they nothing. Don't. He's not updating us now. Got a chick over, have a good time, love you, Mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's not. He, yeah. he did tell me, though. He was like, Mom, it's going to be great. And I said, why? And he's like, because I can have girls over in my room. Because I won't let him have girls
yeah.
here. Not because he... is bad or it's not allowed or anything, but because they move in. And then they won't fucking leave. Right, because it's great to be here. Yep. And so then when they're here, like, they're like, oh, this is awesome, this house. And then they stay. And then my son is so nice that he's like, well, and he got that from me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. And that's what I told him. I said, yeah, good, bring girls over.
Yeah,
bring them to your stinky-ass room over there.
Learn real quick on that. Yep.
They won't want to hang out over there.
All those boys, because he lives with four guys now.
Yeah.
There's four of them in the house over there.
That's got to be a fun pad.
You know what, though? He's 24, and he is just one of the best people that I have ever had the pleasure of having in my life. And I was lucky enough to be able to be a mom to him. And so it's like, I'm excited for him, you know? He should have fun. He shouldn't come home. He should be over there having fun.
New adventures.
They should be, you know, getting drunk and throwing up and doing too many drugs that you scare yourself just enough.
Right. Where you're like, well, won't do that
again. That's exactly right. Yep. It's like, I want him to do all those things.
And that's it.
I want the girl to do the same things, but.
But not even get pregnant.
Even like back to what you're saying, it's like they always let you know.
Yeah.
And I think communication is the biggest thing. Even like with parents and all like that, it's good that they can talk to you and be like, hey, this is what's going on, this is what I'm doing. And that is big compared to like certain kids. Totally. I know that they would hide that, or and then they would mess up or something worse would happen.
Well, and like I tell the girl too, it's like, just because she struggles with communication much more than the boy. And so and it's because I know you're a girl, and so you the expectations you feel like they're higher, right? Mm-hmm. You're held to higher things being the girl. And so, but she's been communicating really well lately. And it's like, see, when you communicate, things fall into place better. Yeah. You know what I mean? Things, because you're not keeping anything in the shadows. You're not trying to, you know, manipulate a situation. You're just being honest.
Right. Like, with this is what's happening.
Yeah. And you sleep better.
And you sleep better.
Yeah. Yep, and especially for the moms. I know that with mine. It's like if I just tell her, and she said the same, you know, just let me know what you're doing.
Yep.
So she's not up all night worried or something like that. You didn't come home. Like, where are you?
Where are you? Yeah. Yep. So. And just say, that's decency. Yes. That's what I would just tell them. Just tell me I'm not coming home, or I'm staying at Chad's, or I'm staying here, or I'm, you know, and that way.
A few times on that, because I would be like, I'm drunk right now, and I'm like, I can't drive. I'm over at Josh's.
Yeah.
Right. Like, stay there.
Yep.
Totally.
That's fine.
Totally.
Thank you for telling me.
Yeah. As much as us parents are assholes, we really are only give a shit about what you're doing and that you're safe.
For your safety.
Kids. Not absolutely. You personally. I mean, you're not like, you're not my kid's age, but you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I'm talking about my kids. And and some, it isn't even uncomfortable. I mean, they were here one night and they pull up outside and we're sitting here watching them and they're all Pat and his crew and they're all around the car like 10-15 minutes. I'm like, what in the hell? I'm like, I lost something. Comes in. I said, what happened? You lose something in the car? And he goes, yeah, I dropped a couple of hits of acid. I couldn't find it.
Whoops.
And I thought, I look at Shane, I was like, really? And he's like,
no, you looked at me and you said, you did this. They feel this comfortable telling us this because of you. And then you Patrick laughed and he said, that's a good. I said, I hope your car is clean or your ass is going to soak up something nasty off the floor.
And he's like, well, you asked me and I just thought I'd tell you the truth instead of trying to come up with some reason why we were out there.
That's even it.
And I said, I kind of wish you would have.
His buddies were like, we kind of wish you would have.
Yeah.
But did you know just say that?
That's just Patrick being 23, 24.
High five. Good job, son. Thanks for telling me everything.
That's being a kid. And that's beautiful. And
I did do that, though.
He's texting me right now. That's so funny.
I did tell them to tell us everything and everything and everything. And now that they're grown, I sometimes am like, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear this. I can't hear what you're saying to me right now. Yeah, it's pretty great, though. I don't know.
They're good. It's good. It's been weird. Raising kids has been weird.
It's been weird having them out of the house.
Yeah, I swear, every time I'm here, I see something new.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? What do you see today? Did you see the fox?
The witches. I don't remember them.
Oh, yeah, look
them.
Up there.
I do remember up there, but where am I looking?
Those witches up there.
The top. What?
Those are my naked witches
up
there.
Yeah, those are a little more risque. And then did you see the fox when you came in?
No.
Under the TV.
Oh, geez. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
I saw that on the social
Facebook?
Media.
Yeah.
Can I go pet it?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He's
absolutely
just chilling.
You can.
There's been a couple dogs that are not sure what to do with him.
Oh, gosh.
One, the little Jack Russell, Dwight tried to hump his tail.
Yeah. He's just so horny.
He's like,
so horny.
What, eight months old. So he's still trying to hump everything.
Right on it, yeah.
And eat it.
That's funny. My dog, she gets a... She likes statues. She freaks out. She's like, what is that? Why is it not moving?
That's how Jack was. Jack was just like why? Like, you won't even move your head. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like, what is that?
That's funny. And I just tell Jack, don't let this be you. Don't let this be you.
Yeah, right? This could be you. Yeah. You better not shit on this floor. You could be right next to that fox. Yeah. Even the little kids next door came over and looked at it, and they were kind of freaked out.
They were freaked out about it. That's funny.
I did growl a little. I was all, you know what I mean? Don't,
real quick.
I did.
Those little kids are never going to forget us, man.
Nah, you can't. You got to scar kids so they don't forget you. So their whole life, they're like, remember that one weird guy?
We lived next door to forever.
I have an Uncle Chico.
Yeah.
Uncle Chico was a weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember my dad taking us to his like high-rise apartment in downtown Denver when we were kids. And him being really freaky guy. Gold chains and everything. You know what I mean? And I never remember Uncle Chico.
Uncle Chico.
I wonder what the hell happened to Uncle Chico.
Yeah, I wonder what they were getting from Uncle Chico.
Well, I think back, we didn't leave with any gold chains.
Right.
Gold chains like Mr. T.
Yeah,
right?
Blinging, blinging.
We just left with a little Ziploc baggie.
I don't know that. That's unconfirmed. But the drive home was very fast.
Don't get that seatbelt on quick.
You know,
enough.
In the 70s, it was okay to take your kids to drug deals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Nobody even thought about it.
It was okay to not wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
It was okay to hang out your window.
What belt?
While you were driving down the street.
My mom.
You know what? In the 80s, you could just sit on the edge of a truck bed going down the street.
Oh, yeah, you sure could. Oh, and then you make the fatal mistake. And you hold on to the
bed between the cab. Yep.
Oh, and you hit a bump and that flexes and smashes the shit out of your fingers.
Did that happen to you?
Twice. That's how stupid I am.
Yeah.
Twice.
We were in the back of my dad's truck.
So bad.
Like, the four girls, we were all in the back of my dad's truck, and he got rear-ended.
Luckily, it's illegal. Oh, you were? You were in the bed of the truck?
Uh-huh.
How got scary.
Rear-ended. Talk about shooting your ass from one end to the other.
Did anyone fly out of the bed? No. Onto the hood of the car or anything? Mm-mm. Oh, that'd have been...
He had a topper on the back.
That'd have been a better story.
Mm-hmm. No, it was horrible. It was so scary.
Next time, tell the story you flew out.
Yeah, okay.
And I landed on the
car ran over my leg.
No, I'm on the hood of this 78 Monte Carlo.
Holding on for my dear life.
Yeah. Got it by the freaking windshield wiper.
And that's when I became a stunt devil.
That's exactly. I've been my own stunt devil my whole life.
Did you slam into the tailgate?
Should have hired someone in. Yeah. My sister hurt her arm.
Man.
That's freaky. Yeah. I always wondered that. Now, I had a friend who got in a bad crash. He had his dog in the bed of the truck.
When
and
it
the
happened,
dog just like took to the flight and was running in midair and hit the ground and just kept right on going.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Never saw that dog again, he said.
You
watched it run away.
You never got in trouble back in the day when you were in the back of the truck or you didn't have your seatbelt on or nothing. It wasn't even a question.
Huh.
It was just like, oh, what? She went through the windshield because she was standing in the middle of the seat? Oh. Well, you should sit down.
Yeah.
You
know? Now I give a gold sticker to a bartender. I get hurt, the harassment
That's
charge
right.
and all, and I'm in prison.
Now you're way too friendly. Yeah, so weird, man.
Harasser!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
I remember driving down Littleton Boulevard one time when I was a kid, and my mom had this great big, like, Buick Century four-door, just gymongous thing, and some guys pulled up next to us that were her friends. And they were shouting, hey, do you got any beers? Do you have any beers? And mom had a beer in her lap and a six-pack in the seat. And I was handing beer from one car to the next, driving down Littleton Boulevard. I was probably 10.
What?
That sounds
10
normal.
Years old. Yeah.
Jeez.
Totally normal.
That's a cool
I remember
story.
When they
Listen,
would
you
smoke,
didn't live far from there.
And they
you
would
were
flick,
on your way home.
They'd flick their cigarettes out the window.
And, and they'd
come,
come
right
in the back,
in the back window. Be covered in ash.
Just like ash raining on you. Yes.
When someone spit a loogie.
My dad. Yep.
Spit I got the loogie. Gross.
That is so
funny. I
think
that Sean did that one time when we first got together, and I was like,
Spit out the window?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, nope. It just, the spittle just comes right back in.
It's like a mist.
Yes.
Yeah, like you feel it.
Like, that's so gross, man. Don't do that.
Apparently, it gets on the window.
Oh, so bad. Down the freaking door. So gross.
I think the car stories, the worst for me was when my dad ran over my foot, and it was a heel, but it was kind of weird. Okay, so I was sitting in the back seat. We were coming back from a dinner and all. And we were pulling up to the house, and what happened was, is I opened the door, and the car was, it was still going.
Yeah.
And I stepped my left foot out, and it caught my heel.
Oh, so
my whole heel went under.
Under.
Yeah, so, and this is with the
Did
stick
break
shifts.
It?
No, surprisingly not. Like, this, so this is weird, because it was stick shift day, so, you know, he had to, like, put it in there, yeah. and then, like, pull the e-brake, and I'm like, Dad, you ran over my foot, and I was trying to be calm, and, like, it was covered.
I can't
covered,
get it
yeah,
out.
And I'm like, I can't, and... What happened here? I'm like, you ran my foot over back up the car. And it felt like stepping on like a hot coal.
Oh,
like it was
yeah.
just getting worse
warmer.
Yeah. And it was like getting in and all that. And I'm like, dude, just. And then I finally stepped. I was like, fucking reverse the car. And I was about like 10, 11. Yeah. He's like, oh, geez. And he's like, and he backed it up. And he's like, yeah, dumbass, don't step out when the car's still going.
Right.
Yeah. And all. So he looked at me, turned it around. You know, he's like, that's your fault.
That's
like,
what you
yeah.
do as a parent.
Oh, yeah.
It's not my
he's
fault.
Like, yeah.
You
should not have put it out.
But that's as far as it goes, like car wrecks or anything, like that was the worst. Like
that was the worst.
Yeah,
I went through the windshield of a Volkswagen Bug when
well,
I was.
You got me beat.
Like four or five, maybe five, six,
what?
Somewhere around there. I was sitting on my knees in the front seat of a Volkswagen Bug.
Uh-huh.
We're on Broadway and Shenango in Inglewood.
There used to be a Taco Bell there.
It was a Burger King.
Oh, Burger King. Oh, there still is.
Tufts was the Taco Bell. This girl was learning how to drive,
uh-huh.
and she took a left off of Broadway onto Shenango and turned into our lane, into oncoming traffic, and she freaked out and hit the gas. And we just hit head on, and I went head first right into the windshield. And it left like a little bowl.
I was going to say, yep. I was surprised it didn't pop the windshield out, because
no,
they pop out.
It shattered it and left a little bowl shape in there.
Interesting.
Whoa. And I cut my lip, because I bit my lip when I did it. I freaked out like I was dying. I can remember it to this day, running around like my hair was on fire.
Oof.
And I was fine. There was no problem. I didn't even have a cut
it's
on my head.
Dunk.
No.
Yeah, and so the cop let me sit in his car to try and calm me down.
Yeah.
And then I got in trouble for pushing all the buttons.
Good job.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
Don't put me in here.
That's
with
probably
all
my worst. Well, the worst car crash would be the one we were in when we flipped the car.
Oh.
But as far as childhood,
I remember
trauma,
that story.
Childhood yeah. trauma was the head-on collision.
Yeah. I thought I killed you in that car wreck.
Yeah, I remember at the barbecue down. You told that story. Yeah.
And you were so calm.
That was crazy.
What?
Oh. I'm never calm.
I know, and you were so
it's
calm.
Weird. If there's a situation going on and Sean is calm, you fucking better freak out.
Yeah, you really? Better freak out.
Because that means some shit's
That's
bad.
Because
I am never calm. I when situations happen, the kids just to get hurt, I'd be like, ah! We're at a major car wreck, flipped the car twice,
I
broken back.
Out.
And I'm just like, hey, cool, be cool. This is all fine.
Yeah, this
no,
is
No, it's
all
not.
Fine.
Yeah.
This is fine. Don't look at that
this
car.
Is good, yeah.
Don't look down. You have snails on your plate.
Totally.
Yeah, because I remember you told that story. You said that the truck driver got
yep.
out.
Yep.
They didn't survive.
They thought
we were dead.
Yeah.
He thought we were dead
oh,
for sure.
Both doors flew open in the car. And shit flying everywhere. We had like 5 cans of popcorn in the car. For those Christmas cans.
Yeah.
There's popcorn everywhere.
There's popcorn.
Oh, I'm sure it looked,
Jeez.
Just watching it,
everywhere.
I bet. Looked. I'd love to see video of it. I'm sure it just looked like a mess.
Yeah.
Just craziness.
Yeah.
When I,
and debris
and I,
everywhere.
So my seat was laying completely down flat because I was sleeping. And so I woke up and sat up, and the car was starting to slide. And so I just laid back down and grabbed a hold of the seat frame. And so I just rolled the whole thing.
Roll, yeah.
I just took the boom box to the forehead.
Yeah.
I took a stereo because there was one in the back seat, a boom box. And I took that to the face. And that's all the damage
yeah,
that I had.
The bruise on your head and the bruise on your shin from hitting the
oh,
glove
and I
box.
Kicked the glove box, yeah, when we went upside down. And yeah. so then when we stopped, my door was folded open, all the way open.
Dang.
Yeah, because it had come open gone. And then, you know, got smashed to
the
front
whole
fender.
Image in my head is
yeah, it was wicked.
Crazy. It's bananas.
When Sean and my dad went back to
yeah.
the car to get stuff out of it, because,
yeah.
you know, they
the
took
junkyard.
It to the junkyard or whatever, and they went to get all the stuff out of it.
Get the popcorn.
Sean and... was just like, oh my God. It was folded like an A.
Mm-hmm. Like a triangle.
The top of
the
roof.
Windshield. Yeah, the roof was a triangle.
Yeah.
We survived it because God is good.
God is good. And he stopped
us. And we
us.
Weren't meant to die in a car crash.
No.
No.
You know what I mean? God didn't bring us together after all those years to put us together that in the first 4 months of our meeting, we were going to be taken out.
I have a very, what would you call it,
tumultuous?
Yeah. Relationship with God.
You do?
Yeah.
You do.
Like, I'd like to challenge him And he likes to meet me in that challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Yes.
Thumb wrestle.
I believe it was Jesus who said, don't tempt the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
Or well, he will kick you in your balls.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he laughs at you.
I mean, he added the ball. The ball thing, it was subtext.
They did
it was implied.
They did it in Pompeii. Look what happened to them.
Yeah, exactly. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah.
And then you just read it. It's like, let this be a warning.
Yeah. Like, hey, turn that dude's wife into salt. That bitch.
A pillar.
She should never have looked back.
Pillar of salt.
Only look forward.
Boom.
That's the lesson. So, always be looking forward. You're doing some cool shit. What are you up to now? What are you doing?
Oh,
so you're still radioing it, right?
Yeah.
You're still doing that. I saw.
Doing producing with Easy. Yeah.
Good for you.
It's fun. It's a good time.
It is good. And with great people.
Yeah. I love it. And
Rick
Crandall,
one of the best.
I like pushing buttons, you know.
I get it, man. I love pushing buttons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is my jam when I'm sitting here and we're doing this. And I love it.
It's awesome.
Where I feel comfortable.
I think broadcasting and like radio, television, it's a different breed for sure.
Yeah, we're weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. And
well, we've got to be passionate about a dying medium. And so we've got to be good at we got to love it.
Right.
Cuz if we don't, then we can't perpetuate the love for it for people. You know what I mean?
Besides that, you have to have a certain mindset to be able to do the job. Yeah. To be able to live in headphones all the time, talk in one general direction, and push all the buttons and do all the shit and make it all fire and happen.
All at the same time.
All at the same
time. Quadruple tasking and all.
Absolutely.
Busy. And it's fun. And
yeah.
Like even the music too. I love the music part.
And yeah.
Just, you know, because I was working in the restaurant industry and I just got tired of it and cooking and everything. I was like, I need to do something else. Yeah. I got to get out and went for it and just like busted my ass and here I am.
Yep.
And it was worth it and it's fun.
It's fun.
The good and the bad, but like it's a good time. It's good. And it's like, man, I'm glad I found something I like.
And when you go into work, you're like, yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
I like what I'm doing here.
Love broadcasting and all. And that's just it. Like if people want to make a change, change it. If you're
change
not happy
it.
Anywhere,
absolutely.
Change it. And then
it doesn't matter how old you are.
Exactly.
Never.
Yeah.
I've done it twice.
Because some people, they stay in that same rut. And it's like, man, you can change it. You can get out.
And
it's
going to
suck.
You're
scared. It's fear. Right. You're going to be scared.
And that's it.
But when you don't get out, your misery just grows by leaps and bounds.
Well, then you start feeling bad.
Misery is seeping in at all the seams and all the corners. And now even the little things that used to be joyful aren't joyful anymore.
Right.
They're a task. And now you're like, ugh. And so it's like, no way, man. You got to get out of there. You can't do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to travel, travel. If you want to play guitar, play the guitar.
Yep. That's,
do it.
Yeah.
Set your life and live within it, right?
Like absolutely.
I mean, that's it. You make it happen, you know? Like we do what we do because we enjoy our time together. We enjoy to be together. And so it's like, yeah, man, you make it happen. If you live on a budget, you live on a budget.
Right. And you find stuff that will help allow you to have the time to do those things.
Absolutely.
Your passion.
But be happy. That
and
is
don't
the most,
worry.
And don't worry about the little shit. Like, really pick and choose what you're worried about, you know? Because, like, some of the little shit is, like, really takes all your energy. If you ever notice, some of the littlest shit will consume all your energy. And then it's like, oh, what do I have now? I don't have anything. I feel like crap, you know? And then when something big comes along, you don't have any energy to take care of it. You're like, ah, this is horrible. Makes it all worse, and it's like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been learning a lot too, is don't sweat the BS and all. Like,
if
it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
This whole last week of the podcast, everyone we had on, that's what I told Sean. I said, everyone we had on this week was very much about being happy, self-happiness, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Doing what you want to do, self-gratification, self-acceptance, you know? Like Camille, she essentially had to kill someone to become someone else, you know?
Yeah.
She was Mark before she became Camille. And so literally she had to like off Mark so that she could walk as Camille and be happy.
And do that.
You know? And now she's happy. And it's like, okay, that's absolutely great. And, you know, like the Satanists, that's their whole thing.
Yeah.
Is about living your best life and being happy, you know? The Paulies, that's what they want. They want...
life's too short. Be happy.
That's right. Be happy. Don't do it. Don't stay unhappy, right?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not. Because your life is going to have issues. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have all that crap no matter what you're doing. So you might as well be really happy.
What if you wait?
While you have to deal with all that crap.
Right.
What if you wait too long? One day too long.
Totally.
Time's now.
All right.
And it's gone.
I got a great story. It's a horrible story.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Maybe.
But it's really a great story. But it's a horrible story. I worked for years for the parks department. Uh-huh. We had a lot of people take their lives in the parks. And so as the maintenance workers, sometimes we were responsible for going and cleaning up those things. Mm-hmm. Well, that happened for a young gal that was having a lot of financial problems, and she just couldn't see a way out of it. Huh. So she took her life in the park. That was September 10th, 2002.
Yep.
She'd waited 24 hours.
Yep.
Would that financial issues that she was having had been that important when thousands of Americans lost their lives in right. that building in New York, those right. buildings. You know what I mean? So
I know,
don't wait one day.
I know that story.
Yeah. And it's so deep. The story has got so many
lady,
layers.
Yeah. When that happened on 9/11 the next day, those financial fears were gone. They were wiped out with that whole disaster yep. that happened.
See, that's so crazy.
Yep.
That was
and,
it.
And
that's
her family was like, because they were out of town when it happened. And so they were like, oh my gosh. And then they're stuck out of town because 9/11 happened, so they can't even get back here.
They grounded
and
everyone.
And they were just the same, like, if she would have just waited one day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson.
Be happy
life
now.
Lesson yep. right there.
Be happy now.
That's it, baby.
You
know what's so sad?
Song.
I don't know. It's been a long time. Yeah, and I bet you haven't seen the video in even longer. Fucking Robin Williams.
Oh.
All over this video. All over this video.
So check
it
out.
That's also sad.
It gave me chills when I looked down and I saw him in the video.
Yep. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Talk about waiting another day. You know, right. having you lose perspective in life sometimes, man.
Sometimes you think you know what to do, but you don't.
You don't.
You only have your good and your bad days.
So that's why this podcast is important.
Yeah.
Because we are meeting so many people that are affected by what we're doing here because they're seeing our bravery.
Yeah.
Is that way maybe a way to put it? Or they're hearing us in our candid rawness and
right.
the way we live our lives and our philosophies, yeah, maybe
I think
it is.
It's awesome.
Because we ran into a woman this morning in the grocery store that said, oh, that thing you said on your podcast that really resonated, changed. I mean, I changed the way I thought. You know, and I thought, I think we were drunk that time.
No, I thought, what the hell do we talk about on this podcast?
I'd be at work listening to you, cracking up, like laughing my ass off and just crushing work. And I'm just like enjoying it. I'm like,
that's good.
This is great. I'm knocking out work, but also I'm laughing and I'm in good spirits right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
awesome.
It's important what we're doing here, baby.
That's right.
What we're doing.
Spreading the love.
Spreading the love.
You never know who's listening.
That is the truth.
Boy, you have that.
That is the truth. And that is what you're finding out even more and more. It's mm-hmm. like, wow, you were listening? Wow, you were listening.
Crazy.
We had some friends stop by the garage sale yesterday, and they're really pretty hardcore Christians, right? And so they were like, what
past
are
past life people, you know?
Yeah, past life people when we were in ministry. And so I told them, I said, they're like, oh, we want to listen to your podcast. Come and show us, you know, teach us how to listen. And so we're like, okay, we'll come over and teach you how to listen.
Yeah.
And I said, but I don't know if you necessarily want to listen to all of them. And they were like, why? And I said, well, we're pretty raw. I mean, we're pretty just who we are as people. And I said, well, we had a Satanist on. And her husband was like, yeah, I know. I want to listen.
Yeah.
I want to hear. He was like, it's all knowledge, right? It's just all
it's about life.
It's all learning. And he's like, I want to know. And I thought, that's awesome. You know, because be who you're going to be. Have your beliefs be what they're going to be. Have your foundation. Have your morals. Have your rules. Have your whatever. But be open-minded
right.
to hear other that's people's it. Things. Just to know.
Different cultures, everything.
Absolutely.
And knowledge is power. I heard that somewhere.
I said it all the time.
You do?
It's
first time.
You did?
I have said that to her whole life.
You've never heard that?
Knowledge is power.
Man, we're enlightened.
Y'all just gave me a look like, you never heard that before. Are you serious?
Yeah,
serious?
Come on.
No.
No, we taught you that. I invented friendship.
And,
why not that?
And the question mark.
I did invent the question mark. People were just like, so you want to go somewhere? They never wait. You want to go somewhere?
See how you did that, folks?
I did it. I'm a linguist. I am a linguist. All right. So we're getting close to an hour, and we're going to hear the clock go off again soon. But before we do, I'm wondering, everyone we've had come to the house has brought a list of questions.
For us.
Did you bring any questions that you had from the podcast that you would like to address at this moment?
Yeah, I got a question. You two having fun?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
We're having so much fun.
I could tell.
More fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew we would have fun and all that stuff.
Well, we always have fun.
Because this is all we do, right? We just sit around and talk to each other.
It's awesome.
And
we literally are inviting people into just what we do every day.
Yeah, basically.
It's kind of weird. Because it's like, I mean, I always thought it was really fantastic, but to hear that other people think it's fantastic.
Because it's fantastic. It's good. It's good to have someone you can just hang and relate and be with.
Yeah.
And so once we get cameras in here, woo, we're going to have to charge a subscription.
Yeah.
That'll be 18 and over.
With the whiskey one, that was awesome, though.
The whiskey one was really great. Yeah. We're going to do that smart. Again.
I love that one.
We had someone reach out and say, could we do a vodka tasting? And I'm like, yeah, okay, you is it vodka? Is it rubbing alcohol? All right? Tasting is over.
You'll see.
Tasting is over.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, there are different vodkas that have different flavors, but you got to taste just straight vodkas, and they all are just, they either burn or they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, here's Grey Goose. Oh, wow. That tastes great. Okay. Well, here's Skull. Oh, my God. Pour water on me because my face is on fire. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just don't see the vodka tastings unless we did like fruity ones.
Ooh.
This is Stoli's.
I do like the fruity ones. Oh, speaking of that, I'm going to be making some Jello shots for our Halloween party with 99 proof flavored.
I see. I don't think you should do that this time.
You know, that would be really great if you made the rules.
Well, no, but I think maybe I should have some sort of interjection because when you make those 300 Jello shots out of 99,
everyone
gets so drunk. You get shit-faced. Your mom left drunk one year.
That was so great.
And she only had four. Three. Okay, three. See?
I'm going to say count.
She's proving my point. So all right.
I'm going to do some of them, okay? I won't do.
This is what I think we do.
Because I also want to make a picture of pickle shots.
We make 300 Jello shots, no alcohol in them. And then we have a picture.
It's like a placebo effect.
Yeah.
It's placebo.
Happy Halloween.
Yep.
Well, it's a treat.
Yeah, totally. Because it's then people will be like, guys, I'm drinking so much. I did 7 Jello shots. I'm not even fucking trashed. But I'm catching a buzz. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not doing that. Ugh. I'm putting stuff
in there.
I
knew she did it. Maybe not the 99s. Maybe we just go with the regular vodka.
No, I'll do one bottle of 99 bananas.
Just mix them in, and people won't know.
Gosh,
those strawberries.
They're so good.
Oh, man, and then you make it with strawberry Jello.
It's a fucking, you're on the beach.
You are. It's so good.
Well, you're going to have one.
No, you're going to have 8.
Yeah.
You're going to have freaking 8, and you're going to have a Jello poop the next day, and you're going to be hungover.
Jello poop placebo feeling.
Yeah.
That's right.
I guess if you're going to have the Jello turd, you might as well get the alcohol.
Right. No, I'll be good. I won't go crazy. We're going to have a ton of people here.
One year there was soaked gummy worms.
Oh, my God.
And I went like head for head with this girl. I can eat one. Oh, I'll eat one. I can eat 5. I eat 5. I can eat 9. I can eat 13. Oh, so sick. Gummy worms hurt your stomach.
Yeah.
I was so drunk. It was bad.
Dang.
And your bedroom floor.
Yeah, you throw up everywhere.
You yacked it, huh?
Oh, all over town. Yeah.
I bet it looked like brains or intestine out there, huh?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I had to clean it up.
No, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. I didn't see the bedroom for days.
Yeah, okay, we'll be cool. We'll be cool at this party.
See?
Yeah.
Now you get my point?
Yeah, because I don't want to clean up after you.
I'm not getting drunk.
Hopefully.
No.
Be good.
I will.
Okay.
You too.
I'm
the dog. I'm the freaking authority here.
I don't want to yak up any gummy bears.
No.
Gummy worms. Bears will be easier. They come out.
Bloop. Oh, gummy worms.
Gummy worms.
Man, those things.
The worm kind of gets stuck in your throat halfway up, halfway down.
Yeah. That's the worst. Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst part about having a tongue piercing is when you throw up spaghetti.
Ew.
Oh, it gets like stuck somewhere.
Yeah, caught on the piercing, yeah.
You're gross. gross.
Have you ever puked up ice cream?
No.
Like after you ate to like 15? Oh, man.
That's That'd a different be horrible. Feeling.
It's kind of yeah. weird, you know, because if kind it's still cold.
Oh!
Like literally, like you ate it too fast, but you're shit faced.
Yeah.
And then so you have to spew it right back up.
Ice cream drunk.
Oh, I killed the ice cream and
really?
Spewed it up. Yeah. And I was like sitting there wasted thinking, that felt really weird.
Yeah.
I was like, still
yeah. like making sure, am I okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I feel like doctor.
I just, yeah. It's like I just puke up an animal or something. Wow. Like, I feel like a snake.
Oh, no, I did get really trashed.
That's when you got to go, ow! Show your bottle.
Show your bottle.
Soft serve. Mouth.
That's it. Should have did that yeah. with ice cream. I'll remember that for next prank. Time.
You do that. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll never drink again. I don't know. Just make sure I live.
Yeah.
Just want to
make sure I live.
Or you get the dry heave going.
Yeah, the dry heaves.
And it's like nothing's going out, but you're just sitting there. Your stomach's trying to jump out.
That's horrible.
Man, really want to get out of this bathroom.
I don't want to die. I don't care if I leave the bathroom or not. I just want to live.
Oh, my God.
I'll sleep right there. I slept on that cold linoleum with my face.
Oh, yeah.
When I was younger, in my early 20s.
What was that bar called? The Mercury Cafe.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went there and got so shit-faced on Girls Drink Free Night.
Oh, see, that's not fair to do to girls. That's
oh,
like,
my God.
That's just setting chicks up for trouble.
I got stuck in the bathroom, and all I could do was pray that my friends would find me. I was just like, please let them find me in here, because I could
You're
not.
You're in the stall?
Yep. I could not get out of the stall.
It's locked. I can just imagine it's
I
locked.
I was so drunk. Yep.
Oh,
all the sounds going on in
the background.
My cousin
had to crawl under
yeah.
to unlock it.
And then people talking about whatever noise yep. and...
Ah, I remember man. We went outside and it was snowing.
Yeah.
Oh. It was snowing, right? And we went outside and I'm so drunk. So they're, you know, you're dragging me to the freaking car and we get there and the car has been towed.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah. Kelly's Jeep got towed and it was just like, oh my God. So you go back to the bar, you know, and now I remember it's snowing and like snow up to my ankles in Denver and I'm leaning against like the street sign, right? Like yeah. the don't park here street sign, waiting for our other friend to come because they're like, we don't have cell phones, right? So you have to go find
oh, right,
a phone.
Right.
And so it was like, stay right here. And I just remember holding that pole like, okay, they're going to come back. I'm not going to die in the snow.
Just like you've been abandoned.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh, man.
And then you got to call a cab.
And then,
and, like, you can't call Lyft.
No. Nope.
6 minutes, guys. A car yeah. over here.
Heather.
Yeah, that was you call a cab. It takes 40 minutes.
Our friend came and got us.
Oh, thank
and
God.
And luckily, they lived off of Alameda and Santa Fe, so it wasn't that far. But I can remember freaking Heidi pulling up in her heart-to-heart car. Because she drove
that
the same
Mercedes
car from heart yes. to heart. And I remember seeing it come through the snow and thinking, thank you, Jesus. You love me. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
We always thank God that we're not dead from alcohol
yes.
while we're on
while
the
we're
alcohol.
On the-
having that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Totally. I know you won't let me inhabit this drunk. Please.
Definitely going to hell for this one. And when they find me, wait till they find me.
For forgiveness, please yeah. forgive me.
I can't die in this stall.
I will not be able to talk to St. Pierre.
I'm across no, town. How the hell am I going to get there?
Let me in. Yeah.
I know I had my ID when I left the house. Just let
That's
me
horrible.
In.
Shit.
I am of
he's
age.
He's still got my wallet still. Where's the ID?
He's telling you, hey, baby, this is heaven. This ain't the club.
Right. Have you seen my pager?
Yes.
Man.
I had a blue one.
My last page was a 911.
From this number.
I have my pager.
I had a see-through one, blue.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Yeah, the yeah. clear plastic.
Like the clear one.
I remember those.
Yeah. Oh, so cool with that.
I always customized.
I had a hard blue one.
Did
yeah. ya?
I always put stickers on mine. I have two of mine put away, and they both have skull stickers on
nice.
Them. And I always customed my pager because no one was paging me, so I had time.
That is so
I was
great.
At home with my pager just waiting for it to go off. So I was
that
looking
pager,
at it.
Right?
I went ahead and made it look cool.
Who made that thing up?
You know, that was
page
the step.
Me.
Right?
That was the first
yeah,
step to the cell phone. It got
and all the little codes that went along with it so
yeah.
you knew what it meant.
Yep.
We needed something to go from a landline to the cell phone. If we'd have jumped right to a cellular device, we'd have freaked out. So the pager kind of gave us that in between, like, oh, I'm connected away from home, but I'm not. I still got to run to a phone.
Right. Right.
And then it was like, fuck the pager. Here's a phone.
Damn.
You know? Yep. So I think it was Skynet getting us, you know, it's all just progression.
This is Terminator. Right. Is Camry about it's to come out from the
Terminator.
Backyard?
Terminator. It is. Terminator.
Terminator.
Terminator. Terminator.
Yep, I'm telling you.
I can't even say it right now.
It's the M is first. Terminator. Not Terminator. It's not Mater.
Yeah.
From Cars.
Tater.
Mater. Tater.
Mater.
All right, all right. This second Bloody Mary might have worked.
I saw you just jumped into Tequila Bloody Mary.
Ooh. Yep, had to. Taking a dive.
Tequila Mary.
I'm ready for another Bloody Mary. So I'm going to try a Tequila Mater. Mary. What do you call this? You kind of say
a tater.
A tater.
You would call this a Bloody Maria.
I don't know.
Ooh, there we go. Maria.
Oblote Maria.
She's an innocent girl.
Sangre Maria.
Until you get some tequila in her.
That's right.
And then she gets a Mexican
strong.
Yeah,
Shayna can't have tequila.
And it is a bad look on
she
her.
Gets Mexican strong. That's a phrase Mexican that we strong. Came up with together. Due to experiences we had together, when this she had me
so
like,
what happened?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Well, you remember when like Macho
here,
Man
Sean.
Would lift up the other guy, the new guy, some okay. young, you know, here's Macho Man with Jim, you know what I mean? And then Jim would come in, he's all green, he's never wrestled before.
Oh, shit.
Macho Man just picks him up and swing, just like twirls him like a helicopter,
like a pizza.
Yeah, yeah. That's Mexican strong. So the first time that I was perpendicular with the ceiling fan.
Counterclockwise.
Parallel, I guess. I knew I was in trouble. And that tequila shots was not the way to go.
No.
Yeah. So yeah. We decided. We had a meeting. We decided that we would just eliminate tequila from our lives.
Just
now, I can have some.
Just from mine.
I can have some a little bit. I love it. Tequila shots, the lime, the salt. You know, I love all of that. I like tequila.
I like tequila.
And she can drink tequila if you mix it with vodka, gin, and rum.
Right. In the Long Island.
So you're not going to have tequila there, Shayna?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I was saying. Yeah.
You know what? When I gave up tequila, it's not bad. It stopped
it's
ruining
strong.
My weekends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not good. You know, when they say it will bring your demons out, it will. And then you'll help others get theirs out, too.
It's crazy. Right. Goldschlager. That was that one for
oh,
me. That
yeah.
kind of... That stuff, like, it'd make me an asshole.
Makes you
or,
angry.
Like, want to fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need that in my life. Like,
yeah, but you know what? If you pay
stuff.
Attention to alcohols, they do that. Because, like, rum mm-hmm. makes me feisty.
See?
Yeah, not like,
not
levels.
Mean.
Not feisty, but feisty is just a little bit more punchy.
Right.
She's going to squeeze your nipples
right.
a lot more on rum. Because
right.
she's just kind of,
yeah. More.
You know what I mean?
What does it do to you?
A little more piratey.
Now, I pretty much am...
Like what's
straight
yours?
Across when
what's
it comes to alcohol, I get a little bit more mouthy on brown alcohol.
So you know all brown mean? Alcohol.
Yeah, like gotcha. Whiskeys and stuff like that. Yeah.
Whatever. You get blackout drunk on keg beer.
And then keg beer.
Keg beer is his nemesis.
Yep.
Really?
CO2.
Yep.
Keg beer, anything on tap trashes
huh.
me. Trash. Yeah. I can drink beer out of the can and bottles and stuff. I can drink 12.
It took
pack
us a while
beer.
To figure that out.
But if I have 4 keg beers, like go to the bar and have tap beer,
yeah, yeah
I get
yeah.
trashed.
Dang.
4 beers.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I think it's the CO2.
Yeah, he gets
See, like,
a really bad headache. And
but
then
I, nothing
just
makes me
shit-faced.
Angry. I don't really get angry.
No, you don't get angry.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
is
a happy...
it personality, you think, or body that it is? Like what? You know how like Goldschlager would do to me, keg beer does to you, you know, tequila,
yeah, tequila
does, to you.
Does to me.
Like, do you think it's more like personality or a mixture of both and body?
Probably both, because yeah. nothing
I
makes
think,
me angry.
Strictly thing.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a chemistry thing, like how it
yeah.
reacts with your body, your blood, you know what
yeah.
I mean, everything else. Because I can drink lots of other things and not a lot of it and not have that same reaction
yeah.
as I do on tequila.
Right.
So I do think it is a chemical reaction that your body has with that, whatever is
Certain.
In that alcohol, right?
Yeah. Because Goldschlager had stuff I threw up one time, and I will never drink that
again.
Oh,
my God.
That does not agree with my body.
Yeah.
Too much sugar, I think.
Oh, it's well, so yeah. sugary.
Yeah. Well, it's full of gold. That, too. That can't be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold flakes.
Goldschlager, too. That stuff. And it's like cinnamon, but yeah, it gets me kind
of
like.
I love
I just
shit.
Had a vision well, of a turd you. With a piece of gold wrapped flake. Around it.
Yeah.
Show your nickel.
I'm telling you, gold flake. Totally. No, I like all alcohols.
Yeah. But you are not a fighter in general.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not an angry guy at all.
No, you're way happy. If you're not angry, you're an asshole. Like when your mood strikes you or whatever, you become very mouthy in a cocky kind of shit talker way.
Yeah, like
but you don't,
alcohol. Yeah, not I don't even have to be drunk.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's true. Passive aggressive.
No, that's just
I can be a passive aggressive asshole first awesome. Thing in the morning. Yeah.
Well, in just at random times, but yeah. it doesn't necessarily happen while you're drinking.
No.
Yeah.
I want to be everyone's friend.
Well, you are.
Yeah. You're a good soul.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have a tequila Bloody Mary now.
All right.
Well, let's finish up our drinks and then let's put Sean in some corsets.
All right.
Let's do this. I gotta pet the fox though first.
Oh yeah,
you gotta pet the fox.
And this has been awesome.
Yeah,
Sunday Bloody.
Great.
Sunday. Thanks for having me over.
Bloody Sunday.
So we need to do Bloody Sundays now. Has to be a thing.
Yeah.
And then Saturday Sex Talk with Shayna.
Yeah.
Has to be a thing.
What are you doing for Tuesdays?
You want to talk about sex? Get a little sexy Sunday?
Yeah. Who are all these girls I see you with on Facebook?
Just friends.
Are you just dating these girls or are you just friends? Is this your harem?
Just
yes,
friends.
You should life. Have a harem.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're young enough.
Are these friends with benefits?
Join us next time.
Are they friends with benefits or just friends?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, what a gentleman. Never kiss and tell. All right, I'm going to draw.
That's how you keep
I'll draw a picture. I'm going to draw a picture, and you show me on the drawing where you touch them.
All right. Here.
It's a stick figure.
That's
yes.
Right.
There
you
go.
Does this count?
That's like everywhere.
Yes, that right, always counts.
That's so funny. Even their ankles.
Oh, boy. That's gay.
Suck that toe.
Sucking toe.
Don't suck on
you
toes.
You made it weird. Why? Why?
You need to make sure those toes are clean.
Why?
Because.
Maybe you like a dirty toe in your mouth.
Ew. Big old drag.
What I said. Don't say anything else. We should have stopped 8 seconds ago.
That's the weird stuff for me is the feet. Like,
yeah.
I think it's the most grossest, but.
Yeah, don't put it in your mouth.
Do you have a problem even looking at feet?
I don't even like to wear sandals, like, because I don't even like to even look at my feet.
Yeah,
it's just like that weird thing about me.
Yeah.
Like, I always wear socks or something, but yeah. I think
cover
it's
those. Do you wear socks during sex?
You know, sometimes it's actually comfortable. Yeah. No, it's actually
comfortable?
Really comfortable. Yeah. You ever done that?
No, yes. And I won't. I've had socks on during sex and I thought, I got to stop. So I get
throw
these
my
socks
clothes
off.
And I'm like, fuck the socks. I don't even care. I'm like, let's just go.
Really?
Some people like you not to take your socks off because it's one less thing you got to put on before you got to get your ass out.
Right.
Good point.
And you're just kind of like, you're just going with it.
Don't
whatever.
Take your socks off.
You got to mix it up. Put
don't,
it all in the blender.
Don't take your socks off. You're not going to be here that long.
Good to know. I would like everyone right now.
I think we all learned something.
I would like everyone to email us if you wear socks during sex.
During sex.
I'd like
how
to
many
take a
people
poll.
Wear like shirts?
Shirts?
Are you completely naked
like
when
a man?
You have sex?
Oh, I've had that plenty of times. Yeah. It's just like you mix it up or whatever.
What do you mean where you wear your shirt?
I don't think. Was there a time? I think there probably was a time.
I think the only time we had sex on when I had a shirt on was when it was on the side of the car.
Yeah, like in public.
Usually
yeah.
don't like a shirt on.
No.
At all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Like to be fully naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for socks occasionally.
We were talking about that this
That's like when you're
too.
Wasted and all, and it's just kind of like.
No, that's
half
even
acid.
More. Oh, when I start getting drunk, my socks are the first things to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the shoes.
Oh, yeah. No, everything. Yeah, put the shoes back on.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. That's
doesn't
the one
do
thing
that.
About me is
email
when, I,
that.
When I start getting drunk, I start getting
naked.
That's just it is.
That's
it,
the Sean Swallow.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
It's a byproduct. Now, if it's wine, if it's for drinking wine, because I only drink red wine.
Okay.
then it happens faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more aggressive. I'm more aggressive on wine.
There you go.
You know what? If there's anything that I get drunk on that makes me more aggressive, or wine makes me.
Not in a bad way.
No.
In a horny way.
Yeah. In the Ron Jeremy way. Yeah.
I got you.
Hey, ladies.
There we go.
Did you notice I'm naked?
I'm going to be at the Halloween party, and I'm like, oh, shit, there's the red wine.
Yeah.
When you
I don't this tequila. Drink wine at parties. I only drink wine at home.
When the dog loses his vest.
Because I'm wearing leather pants, a leather vest, and a wig.
There it is.
And cowboy boots.
And don't forget, time.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
where are we at?
Totally.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm going to have candied cigarettes.
Candied cigarettes?
Well, yeah, because the dog smokes. Like a chimney.
Do they sell those?
Yes.
They still sell them. Really? I think you have to go buy them at that little store downtown, that like
the
retro
old
store.
Yeah, the retro
I don't know what it's
store.
Called. Yeah,
huh. I'm sure they have them in the mall now too.
I remember those in middle school. People thought they're
it's
all
super
cool.
Wrong.
Yeah. Mess with people.
The difference with the candy cigarettes now is when we were kids is they don't have one end that's red.
Right.
Because they used to dip that one like it was on fire.
I just loved the flavor of them.
They're like Neckos. They're made by the Necco. Those little wafers,
yeah,
those little hard crunchy.
So
fuck,
good.
That's my favorite candy. Those Neckos.
The white ones were always my favorite.
No, I like the brown ones.
I know.
Dude,
that's
on your
how
birthday
come
with
we
the,
work.
The candy on the
white and not brown.
Bead candies. Remember those on your birthday at karaoke?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the necklace.
Those are the Neckos.
Oh no, yeah.
They're on the paper.
Yeah, he still has some.
I hadn't had those in years.
Sean loves those. Those are his favorite.
I was like, oh, y'all know about these?
Yeah.
Same company.
That's
the same company. Yeah.
Same company.
What
these are
candy buttons. That's
candy buttons. Yeah, they're on the paper, the little candy.
Colorado's buttons. Buttons.
Whoop, yeah. Whoop. Sorry.
Mom's
sorry.
Calling. I'll have
mom's
to call her back.
Your mom. Yeah, they are so
Which
good.
Which mom's calling?
My
you
mom.
Want a, you want a sheet? You can have a sheet.
Oh, they're so good.
Damn.
You just put your face on the paper, and then sometimes you're like, oh, there's a lot of paper on that one. Who cares? You're just eating the paper. You're literally just a way to eat paper.
Well, you get to that point, and you just stop caring.
Like, screw it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not going to pick it up.
I'm 17 dots in. I'm eating as much paper as I want.
I have ones with triangle paper sticking out.
Right.
Totally.
Fuck it.
Screw it. I'm eating it.
You just eat another piece of candy with it. It evens out.
It's just paper.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. Oh yeah, Necco. It's the same company that make the little wafer tube roll that I love.
Necco candy. Buy Necco. Them at a store near
That's
you.
That's right. And if you work for Necco Company Corporation, we'd like
Send
to sponsor this
candy.
Podcast.
Immediately.
Listen, on a serious note, I want to end this podcast today. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for having
You
me
are
over.
Our first interview post 10,000 downloads.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo.
We have hit over 10,000 downloads this weekend, 10,200 and some. And that has to do with all of our listeners. But it also has to do with the wonderful people like you that come into our home and sit at our kitchen table and bullshit with us. And we want to do that with everyone who listens.
Yeah.
Every 10,000 downloads.
Yeah, y'all got to come through. This place is sick.
We want all
it's
of you.
Crazy in here, right?
Every follower, awesome. Everyone. We want you to come through this house. So
people want to stay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
10,000.
Yeah.
10,000!
So,
can't wait for this Halloween
party. I know. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait for our first... 1 month anniversary.
I know we haven't even hit a month yet.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So get out there and live.
That's right.
When we
That's
hit our 1 month anniversary, I can't even imagine the downloads we'll be at, but we're gonna celebrate.
Yes,
full show. And work your costume out for the party, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Let's go try some stuff out. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Sean, I hope you had fun.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I'm gonna try one of your tequila Bloody Marys now.
Yeah. Oh. Let's have a happy Sunday.
Let's do this.
Shana, what are we listening to?
The Everything Swallow Podcast.
And how do you get a hold of us?
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
There you go, babies.
Follow us on Facebook. Sean Swallow, Shana Swallow, Everything Swallow on Facebook.
Hashtag follow the swallows, babies.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you.
Later. Hey, I'm Sean.
I'm Shana.
You've just been swallowed.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
I just got stuck.